Art Stone of the Death Squad in the terrifying letter murder case. Tonight we again present the famous Art Stone of the Death Squad, implacable manhunter of the Metropolitan Police, in one of his greatest investigations entitled The Terrifying Letter Murder Case, with Ethel Wilson as Lizzie Ackers and James Meehan as Jonas Caswell. And now, Inspector Hearthstone in the Terrifying Letter Murder Case. The scene opens in a large office building as a strange-looking man stops before a door marked Jesse Caswell, Public Stenographer. The man opens the door, and we hear him saying,
"You Jesse Caswell?"
"Yes, I'm Miss Caswell."
"I got something I want you to type for me."
"I'm sorry, but it's after 8 and I can't accept any work tonight."
"Listen, Miss Caswell, how much do you usually get for typing out just a few lines?"
50 cents is my minimum charge, but I don't see...
"Well, suppose I put this $50 bill on your desk and said it's yours, ma'am, for doing this little job."
$50? Well, that's a different thing. I'll put a piece of paper in my typewriter. All right, what is it you want me to type?"
"Start it off, to whom it may concern."
"Go on, what next?"
"I've grown tired of life, and I've decided to end it all tonight. I hope my friends will understand and forgive."
"I'll not type that kind of thing. I won't."
"Do you see this gun, lady? You type what I say or else. Type it."
"Don't point that revolver at me."
"Type what I told you. Get going. And quit your squawking or I'll slap you in the mouth."
"Here it is."
"I'm not touching that letter. Put it on the desk."
"But..."
"Now sign your name to it."
"No, no."
"Here's a pen. Sign it. You won't get hurt."
"What is this? What are you trying to do?" "I've signed it."
"Now stay where you are."
"Take that gun away. Oh, thank heaven you've come. Help me."
"You? What are you doing here?"
"No. No, don't kill me. Don't. Don't."
"What? You're going to kill me, too. No. No, no."
And 30 minutes later, we see Inspector Hearthstone of the Death Squad on the murder scene with his assistant, Detective Sam Cook, as the hysterical scrubwoman who found the two bodies is saying...
"No, Inspector Hearthstone, I didn't hear no shots. I was on another floor cleaning."
"You say your name is Lizzie Ackers?"
"Yes, sir. I saw the lights on in Miss Caswell's office, so I opened the door. And I saw them two bodies. It's terrible, sir. That makes me sick."
"I understand, Lizzie. I'll go into the next room for a while. We'll talk to you later."
I'll be right in here."
"Close the door, Sam."
"Okay. Why'd you stop questioning her so suddenly, Inspector?"
"Because I think the silent evidence of these two dead bodies is more important at the moment."
"Looks like the woman killed herself after writing a suicide note. See the gun? Still in her hand."
"The woman didn't kill herself, Sam. She was murdered. That's a phony suicide note. And that gun was put in her hand after the killing."
"You mean this dead man killed her?"
"Now, how could a dead man murder her, Sam? What happened is that both these people were murdered by a third person. Question is, who? It's a fantastic situation."
"I don't think that scrub woman, Lizzie Ackers, could have done it, do you?"
"Get her back in here, Sam."
"Come in, Lizzie."
"Yes, sir."
"Lizzie, are you certain you didn't hear any shots?"
"I told you before I didn't, Inspector."
"Oh, sorry, Lizzie, I forgot. What I meant was, did you see anyone leaving this office before you found the bodies?"
"If I had, I'd have told you. Say, I don't like the way you're sizing me up. If you're getting any idea about me, are you forgetting I called the cops myself?"
"Tell me, what do you know about this dead woman?"
"All I know is that her name is Jessie Caswell, and that she was a public stenographer, with all kinds of people coming in and out of her office."
"And the sign on the door tells us that much."
"Well, you asked me, didn't you?"
"Ever hear her quarreling with anyone?"
"I never heard Jessie Caswell fighting with no one. Only thing was...
Yes?
She told me some nut was trying to get money out of her by claiming she was one of them missing heirs to a big fortune. Like you read about in the papers, Inspector Hearthstone. But I never seen him or heard his name.
Missing heir. Sam, turn that murdered man's body over.
There you are, Inspector.
Now, Lizzie, look at this murdered man's face carefully. You know him?
No, I don't know him from Adam.
That's odd.
What you getting at now?
His name is Adam Ackers. A known trigger man, just out from a 10-year stretch in prison. And your name is Lizzie Ackers. What's the connection? Quick, tell me.
Oh, he's my own stepson. But I swear I ain't seen him since before he went to prison. And I never had nothing to do with him before then, either.
That's another one for the Marines, Inspector Hearthstone. Come along with me, Lizzie.
Well, she may be telling the truth, Sam. Go and get on with your work, Lizzie.
I wouldn't have thought this of any cop, Inspector. Believing a poor woman like me.
Protecting the poor is the duty of the police, Lizzie. Get along now.
Yes, Inspector.
Sam, get headquarters on the phone while I go through this desk drawer.
Hello, Smith. Inspector Hearthstone wants to talk to you.
Hello, Smith. Phone every radio station at once.
Right, Inspector.
Have them announce that a pretty blonde woman, about 35, named Jessie Caswell, public stenographer, believed to be the heiress of long-dead Ezekiel Caswell, Canadian Copperman King, was found murdered in her office along with Adam Ackers, notorious gang killer, tonight.
I've got it down, Inspector Hearthstone. What else?
Ask any relative or acquaintance of the murdered woman to communicate immediately with Hearthstone of the Death Squad.
That all?
Send a detail of men to Jesse Caswell's apartment to search for any letters or papers relating to the murder. Owen Smith.
Yes, Inspector Hearthstone?
Get a complete file together of the murdered woman's past life. Thank you. Goodbye.
What a bean you got for remembering things, Inspector. You knew straight off that dame was a missing heiress to all the copper mines in the world.
No, not at all, Sam. I found a carbon of a letter she wrote to a lawyer in her desk drawer. A man named Fielding.
What do you know?
Jesse foolishly thought the lawyer Fielding was trying to take her in when he wrote he believed she was the Caswell heiress. Fact is, Fielding is a top man in his profession.
Shall I look up his address, Inspector?
I know his address, Sam, and it's not far from here. Come along.
What about the scrub woman, Lizzie?
I haven't marked her off my list yet.
Why, Inspector Hearthstone, come in. It's nice to see you.
And to see you, Mr. Fielding. What brought Detective Cook and me, Fielding, is an amazing murder. A pretty blonde woman named Jessie Caswell.
Yes, I just heard a news flash on the radio. She was a queer character.
We found a carbon copy of a letter to you in her desk.
You know, Inspector Hearthstone, I'm certain that woman is the heiress to the Ezekiel Caswell fortune. But when I sent one of my men to see her about it, she practically threw him out of the office. Said we were trying to play some sort of phony missing heiress game to get money out of her.
When you were really trying to put a great fortune in her hands.
Exactly. Then I wrote her and she accused me of being a confident swindler. I guess that's the copy of her letter to me that you found.
How positive are you, Fielding, that Jessie Caswell was the heiress to that big fortune?
Just about 99%. One of the soundest legal firms in Canada sent the case to me. Old Ezekiel Caswell died about 25 years ago. He was 80 years old then.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in all these years, nobody has turned up to claim the estate. So the time came to do something.
Did they advertise in the American papers for the missing heirs?
Yes, but with no results. That's when they engaged my help. And as I said, we concluded Jessie was the missing heiress. But she'd have no part of us.
Well, I guess that's all I need now, Fielding.
I wish I could help you more, Inspector.
You've supplied me with a magnificent motive for Jessie Caswell's murder. That is, if I can find the murderer. And in this case, it's not easy. Well, Sam, let's run along. Good night, Fielding.
Good night, Inspector.
If you don't mind my cutting in, Mr. Fielding.
Not at all, Detective Cook.
I'm wondering why you didn't ask the Inspector how Jessie Caswell was murdered.
Why,
it may be because Mr. Fielding is devoid of curiosity, Sam. Good night again, Fielding.
Good night.
Hope I didn't put my foot in, Inspector Hearthstone, but it just ain't natural for a guy not to ask how somebody was pumped off. Unless he already knows.
Fielding is a man of good reputation, Sam.
So are plenty of others who got the chair, Inspector.
Let's get back to headquarters. Our radio appeal may have brought results.
Well, Inspector, you're on the beam.
Yes?
There are two parties waiting outside asking for you. Say they got all the answers about the murdered public stenographer, Jesse Caswell.
Ask them in, Sam.
Come in, Mr. Barnes.
I am Angus Barnes, Inspector Hearthstone. Meet my wife, Sarah Caswell Barnes.
Sarah Caswell Barnes?
Caswell was her maiden name, Inspector.
We just flew in from Canada, Inspector, and we heard your radio call by accident at the airport terminal.
You've got the wrong slant on that murdered woman. Jesse Caswell is not old Ezekiel Caswell's heiress.
Well, what makes you so sure of that, Mr. Barnes?
Because my wife, Sarah, here is the heiress. She is Ezekiel Caswell's granddaughter.
Then why didn't you claim the fortune before this?
Because we didn't know there was one, Inspector.
The first we heard of it was a week ago, Inspector Hearthstone. A friend in Canada told us he'd seen an ad in the newspaper looking for Grandfather Ezekiel's heir.
So we hustled on to New York right away to find out about it. The lady, the public stenographer who was murdered, was only the old man's niece.
And your wife, being the granddaughter, would naturally be the real heiress. First in line.
That's it. Just to make sure of things, I brought my birth certificate with me. Here it is, Inspector. I was born in Ottawa, Canada, 1921.
Strange the Canadians would come to New York to claim the fortune of the Canadian-born Ezekiel Caswell.
What? Well, we thought this the place to come.
May I have your birth certificate for a few days, Mrs. Barnes?
Oh, couldn't you take a picture of it instead, Inspector? I don't like to leave it out of my hands. My mother always kept it in the family Bible.
Sam, here's an order. Have this birth certificate photographed and return the original to Mrs. Barnes.
Okay, Chief.
If that birth certificate is legitimate, Mr. Barnes, your wife probably is the heiress to a great copper fortune. Since Jesse Caswell is dead.
What do you mean by that, Inspector Hearthstone?
I mean you and your wife have a motive for murder.
Motive for murder?
And I mean, too, I have no proof you two just arrived here from Canada by plane.
But we did.
Of course we did.
We'll have you completely checked, Mr. and Mrs. Barnes. I'll tell you frankly, your story doesn't ring true.
Here's your birth certificate, Mrs. Barnes.
Well, give it to me, not her, Detective Cook.
Sam, please have Mr. and Mrs. Barnes taken to the Elton Hotel and made comfortable there.
But listen here, you can't arrest us.
You can't do this to us.
I'm merely detaining you. Good night.
Come on, Mr. and Mrs. Barnes. I'll have Officer Smith take him over, Inspector.
Hello, operator. Give me Officer Smith, quick. Smith, Detective Sam Cook is turning a couple named Barnes over to you. When you get them outside, have the boys snap a few good pictures of them and send them to the chief of police at Ottawa, Canada.
The Barnes are on their way, Inspector. What's the idea of taking pictures of the birth certificate and holding Barnes and his wife?
One of the signatures on Sarah Barnes' birth certificate was written with green ink.
Oh. The same color Jesse Caswell's phony suicide note was signed with.
And the same color, Sam, that was in the murdered gangster's fountain pen when he was shot to death beside Jesse Caswell.
Wow. I guess that's beginning to tie things together nice.
Come in.
Telegram for Inspector Hearthstone.
Oh, thanks. To Inspector Hearthstone of the Death Squad. Regarding radio broadcast for relatives or friends of murdered Jesse Caswell. I am dead woman's brother. Arrive your office tomorrow a.m. Signed, Jonas Caswell.
Brother, where does it come from, Inspector?
Montreal, Canada, Sam, and I have an idea it will give us the line that leads to our killer.
Art Stone of the Death Squad and the terrifying letter murder case continues in just a moment. America is really strong for CBS Radio's two-hour parade of music every Friday night on most of these same stations. Hits from the big shows. Music from vaudeville's best days. Tin Pan Alley's best numbers, new and old. That's what you have waiting for you tomorrow night. The orchestras of Alfredo Antonini, Ray Block, and Paul Weston play the tune. Earl Wrightson, Jimmy Carroll, and Georgie Price head three great singing casts. Robert Q. Lewis throws open his waxworks, all bringing you two solid hours of pleasure tomorrow night on CBS Radio. Don't miss a minute. And now, back to Hearthstone of the Death Squad and the terrifying letter, Murder Case. Inspector Hearthstone's investigation of the incredible double murder of Jesse Caswell, public stenographer, and Adam Acker's gangster in her office, has revealed this. Jesse was apparently heiress to the vast mining fortune left by her uncle in Canada. But Sarah Barnes and her husband appear in Hearthstone's office declaring Sarah is the heiress, which makes them highly suspect. Just as Inspector Hearthstone ordered the Barnes held, he received a wire stating that the murdered woman has a brother, Jonas, and he is coming to see Hearthstone. It is now the following morning, and while awaiting Jonas Caswell's arrival, the inspector is called on one of the greatest sources of information known to the police, a stool pigeon. Detective Sam Cook is ushering one in now, saying,
"Here's Bozo Sparks, Inspector."
"Morning, Bozo. I suppose Detective Cook told you what I wanted to see you about?"
"Yeah, sure, about Jesse Caswell's murder."
"Got any ideas, Bozo, on how Adam Ackers, the trigger man, got into her office and was killed beside her?"
"Funny, ain't it? After bumping so many off himself at so much ahead, Ackie got himself bumped off."
"Well, somebody paid him to put the heat on Jesse Caswell, to make her type and sign a suicide note in her office. And then that person killed him to eliminate all evidence."
"Well, I'm not saying I know anything personal, Inspector Hearthstone, but the grapevine talk is, well..."
"Get on with it, Bozo. Remember, the only reason you're walking the streets free is that you're useful to us."
"Okay, okay. Well, as I was saying, the talk is some guy from Canada offered Ackers $5,000 to bump off the Jesse Caswell dame, forgetting his price for a trigger job was only $100. And Ackie naturally took the guy up."
"What was the Canadian man's name, Bozo?"
"If it was a choice between telling you and a chair, Inspector, I couldn't answer that. I don't know."
"Thank you, Bozo. That'll be all."
"I'll be seeing you, Inspector. Why?"
"Oh, it wasn't much, Sam, but it helps. Hearthstone speaking. All right, send the man in. Sam, the murdered woman's brother is here. Let him in."
"Okay, this way, mister. I'm Detective Cook.
I'd like to see Inspector Hearthstone, please."
"I'm Inspector Hearthstone, and you're Jonas Caswell."
"How do you do, Inspector?"
"How do you do?"
"You got my wire? Who killed my sister, Jessie?"
"Well, we're not quite ready to make an arrest yet, Mr. Caswell."
"We got a couple of pretty hot suspects."
"That's encouraging, Detective Cook. Thing I can't understand is why anybody would want to murder Jessie. She was just a public stenographer. Why would they want to kill her?"
"The enormous Ezekiel Caswell fortune. Why else? Jessie was the heiress, wasn't she?"
"My sister Jessie wasn't heiress to anything, Inspector Hearthstone."
"What's that?"
"Our uncle, old Ezekiel Caswell, died years ago. I always understood he'd left most of his great copper fortune to a lot of charities."
"When did you last see your murdered sister, Mr. Caswell?"
"Matter of 10 years, I'd say. Back when she left Canada and came to New York to open up a public stenographer's office. But take my word for it, she was no heiress, Inspector."
"You're her brother and ought to know. I suppose you want to claim your sister's body."
"Yes. That's why I really came here. Would it be asking too much if Detective Cook helped me make arrangements? I don't know too much about New York."
"Oh, gladly, Mr. Caswell."
"Hold on me, sir."
"Well, before you leave, Mr. Caswell, you asked who killed your sister."
"I understand you're not sure yet."
"We have a man and wife under arrest this minute."
"What?"
"Mr. and Mrs. Angus Barnes. The wife, Sarah, claims she's the granddaughter of Ezekiel Caswell and heiress to his millions."
"Angus Barnes and Sarah Barnes? Oh, that's ridiculous. They're imposters. They have to be."
"People like that often turn up, Mr. Caswell, when the lure of a missing heiress to a fabulous fortune is broadcast. I'm glad to have met you. Goodbye."
"Goodbye, Inspector. Detective Cook. Remember, I'll depend on you as you promised."
"Well, Inspector, I guess he's got something about Barnes and his wife being imposters. The Ottawa police just reported that their whole story, including that birth certificate, looks strictly phony so far."
"Sam, our next move is to get back to our first suspect in this case."
"You mean that scrub woman, Lizzie Ackers? The stepmother of the gangster was killed along with Jesse Caswell?"
"This report from Officer Smith reveals definitely that far from not seeing her gangster stepson, Adam Ackers, for years, he was actually seen walking up to that same office building with Lizzie every night. We'll hop into the car and go and talk to Lizzie now."
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell me again you weren't lying, Lizzie.
Well, suppose my stepson, Adam Ackers, was walking into the office building with me. What difference does that make, Inspector?
You are going to tell me the truth or be jailed this minute.
Oh, if I didn't tell you everything, it was because I was scared. What do you want to know, Inspector Hearthstone?
I want a description of the man or woman who paid your stepson $5,000 to force the murdered Jessie Caswell to type a suicide note just before she was killed. And you are going to tell me.
All right, Inspector. I'll tell you.
Now, with all his evidence assembled, Inspector Hearthstone is ready to close in on the murderer of Jessie Caswell, a pretty blonde public stenographer and missing heiress, and the trigger man, Adam Ackers. The scene is police headquarters, and we hear Inspector Hearthstone saying to Detective Sam Cook,
"Now, Sam, watch this."
"Right, Inspector."
"Take this folder. It contains the death chair evidence we wanted."
"Yes, sir."
"And hand me each piece instantly I ask you for it."
"Gotcha."
"Now, you've got all these people outside?"
"Every suspect, Inspector. Each one in a separate room."
"Good. Bring in Angus Barnes and his wife, Sarah."
"Mr. and Mrs. Barnes, come in."
"What do you want with us, Inspector Hearthstone?"
"Yes, what?"
"You'll soon find out. Our first police report from Ottawa, Canada, implied you were both imposters. Then we sent your pictures there."
"Our pictures?"
"Sam, bring in Mr. Jonas Caswell."
"Jonas Caswell, come in now."
"What's that? Jonas Caswell? Well, whoever said we were imposters lied."
"Slow down, Mrs. Barnes. Here's Jonas Caswell, Inspector."
"You? Angus and Sarah here. I thought you were dead."
"You thought they were dead, Jonas?"
"That's why I told you anybody claiming to be Angus and Sarah Barnes were imposters, Inspector. They were supposed to be lost at sea. And good riddance."
"Then you think, Jonas, that they killed your sister, Jessie Caswell?"
"You're a better judge of that than I, Inspector."
"Why, you...
"Quiet, Angus. Now, Jonas, why do you say the death of these two people, Angus and Sarah Barnes, would have been a good riddance?"
"Look up their record in Canada, Inspector. One dirty business after another. Terrible reputation."
"You're a liar."
"Quiet, Mrs. Barnes. Now, Sam."
"Yeah, Inspector."
"Give me the second police report from Ottawa on Angus and Sarah Barnes."
"Yes, sir."
"It shows both you, Angus, and you, Sarah, to be people of uncertain character."
"Then the cops in Ottawa are liars."
"Sure they're liars. Give me that report."
"This is the last time I'll tell you and your wife to shut up, Barnes."
"Now give me that letter found in the murdered woman's flat." "Thanks, Sam."
"That's the letter Jonas Caswell sent his sister, right, Inspector?"
"Jonas, this letter advises your sister, Jessie, that a man named Fielding, a lawyer, who approached her about being the heiress of Ezekiel Caswell's fortune, was trying to take advantage of her. In short, to stay clear of him."
"That's correct. Fielding was trying to swindle her. My sister Jessie was only a public stenographer. She wasn't any too smart."
"A proper protection for a brother to give his sister, Jonas. But now, Sam, bring in the office scrubwoman, Lizzie Ackers."
"Who's she, Inspector?"
"One moment, please, Jonas."
"You want me now, Inspector?"
"Lizzie, there are two men in this room. Look at them carefully."
"I am."
"Was this man, Angus Barnes, the one who paid your trigger man's stepson $5,000 to force a suicide note from the public stenographer, Jessie Caswell, before she was murdered?"
"No, Inspector, I told you that before. It's this guy over here."
"Ah, I wanted to be sure, Lizzie. Well, Jonas?"
"Know what, Hearthstone? You're more clever than I gave you credit for."
"Hands up, Jonas Caswell."
"Don't be dramatic, Detective Cook. I know the game is up. Yes, I killed my sister, Jessie. Took a plane from Montreal, did the job, flew back, and then wired you, Hearthstone."
"Telling you, Inspector, this guy's the coolest murderer we ever took in."
"When a $50 million fortune is at stake, you've got to be cool."
"The electric chair isn't, Jonas Caswell. I arrest you for the murder of your sister, Jessie Caswell. And I'll give you credit for supplying me with one of the nastiest murders in my career. Take him, Sam, and charge him."
"Who gets the $50 million, Inspector? Old Ezekiel Caswell's fortune."
"Well, that's not our affair, Sam. But poor Jessie Caswell was never the missing heiress. She was murdered because her brother mistakenly thought she was."
"Right again, Hearthstone. My mistake. I wanted to get the fortune instead of letting my sister get it. I, as nephew, was next in line. I didn't know Sarah Barnes, the old man's granddaughter here, was still alive. hat. So she gets the money. Would have gotten it whether I killed Jesse or not.
Yes. It looks like Sarah Caswell Barnes gets the fortune whether she deserves it or not. And you, Jonas, get the electric chair.
And thus, Hearthstone of the Death Squad writes solved in the files of the terrifying letter murder case. The part of Inspector Hearthstone was played by Alfred Shirley, written by Frank Hummert, directed by Henry Howard, and is a presentation of CBS Radio. Here is a special announcement. Beginning this coming Sunday, Hearthstone of the Death Squad will be heard every Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Listen this Sunday for Hearthstone of the Death Squad in The Fabulous Engagement Ring Murder.